I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. We're heading into season 9, one that I have said that I didn't enjoy and I want nothing to do with, but I'm, you know, it's Doctor Who. You've got to love it, warts and all. So I'm going to love it. I already have a bunch of fun emails from Paul about much of the Moffat era, telling me what links to what's, you know, related to this. So I'm excited to get into those while I'm doing these episodes. And I decided to watch it on Blu-ray because as much as I love being able to watch Doctor Who on streaming services so that, you know, they get the little metric that says, oh, someone's watching this one. I don't know if they do get that. They must have something somewhere that says, someone's watching it. We better keep it on. This is justifying having these episodes here. But I knew there were so many extra bits and bobs for these episodes. I thought I would watch them on the Blu-ray. I don't think I've ever even opened this Blu-ray, to be honest. And there's two Christmas specials on this one. There's one at the beginning and one at the end. Anyway, so I have cracked open the Blu-ray, and there in the special features on disc one, first up, a recap of season 8. And I'm like, well, I'm digging into that. That was exciting. It was very strange. It was kind of like, it was like a full recap, like the whole Clara and Danny relationship, the Cyberman thing with Missy and the afterlife, weird bit of business with the Paternoster gang. But yeah, like basically a full recap of the entire season. So that was kind of, and you know, the Doctor going, am I a good man? So that was fun. There was no Rusty, which I thought was weird, because you remember they went into the Dalek in that episode, Into the Dalek, and then Rusty turned up later on. But I guess it wasn't really germane to this season, so maybe it didn't, you know, it didn't need to be recapped. But I thought it was interesting that there was a recap, unless they just, maybe they chucked it on at the start of the first episode of the season or something. So there's a full recap, so you can remember all the salient points from season 8. And then there is the prologue, which is not the first pre-episode bit. The prologue is, it just says prologue. and we're on Khan again, like Stephen Moffat and his tiny little half episodes on Khan. What is going on? You know, Khan, which is where the Eighth Doctor crashed his spaceship and when it was Paul McGann regenerated into John Hurt. So it's the same sister. I'm going to call her the mother because she seems like the boss, like the mother superior of the sisterhood of Khan, the mother sister. Anyway, it's her, the one who regenerated the Eighth Doctor into the War Doctor. I feel like she was a judge on something I watched once. Was she a judge in EastEnders, maybe? I can't remember. I remember her being a judge. Or was she a judge on Coronation Street? She was a judge on something. Was she a judge on Law and Order UK? Does someone remember? Someone will tell me. Anyway, she was a judge. Like, I could look her up on IMDb, but then that would involve me not talking anymore. And, you know, I don't like to edit this podcast if I can avoid it. Although I had to edit the first episode, Monday's episode, because I did some, there was some rude business. Thank you, Matthew. oh dear. Anyway, so mother sister tells the doctor that he has asked to see the doctor, and the doctor won't go to see him. And she's like, they start talking backwards and forwards about like an old friend, and the doctor's like, no, it's an old enemy. And then at one point the doctor tells her that he doesn't like her, and she goes, that's how you know you can trust me. It's just, it's very, you know, convoluted Stephen Moffat dialogue where you're like, I'm not sure if this is important or jokes. Like, that was one of my, I think one of the things that really frustrated me with the whole Moffat era was because sometimes I am a very literal fan and I want everything that's said to be exactly what it means. And often, the Stephen Moffat scripts had people just making stupid jokes. And you're like, oh, I don't know if that's a joke or is that a real, like, I want this, like, is it a continuity? Like, so it was difficult for me. Anyway, the doctor gives the mother sister a disc thing, which looks like the confession dial. So that's interesting that that's in this. And he says he's going off to a rock to meditate. And she says, you're heading off to your destruction. And she's like, anyone can hide from an enemy, but no one can hide from a friend. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but it sounds portentous. It's all very portentous. The doctor wanders off and leaves her there. And then there is a date. It says September 19. I'm like, I don't remember this at all. I don't think, I may not have even seen this. Was this like an online thing or was this on only on like the BBC or something? They must have put it online. Again, like season 9, I kind of had checked out a bit from the show. So I don't think I watched Last Christmas at Christmas, so I don't even remember seeing this. Surely I was excited about Doctor Who coming back. I don't, or maybe I was just really that over it. I was just like, I've had enough. Anyway, that was the prologue. Next up is the prequel. That's what I'm telling you. There are so many extra bits and bobs. The prequel is called The Doctor's Meditation. Oh, okay, so he told her he was going to go off and meditate on a rock, and now we're going to get the meditation. It's not a rock, though. We're at an old castle with a moat, and then there's a big caption on the screen, like it's a black and white silent movie. You know, you got to fill up the whole screen with a caption and just nothing else. And it says, the meditation begins. So the doctor's sitting in an old room next to a fireplace, and he's wearing like, I love when Capaldi used to wear like kind of young people's clothes because he has such an old man head. I know he's like probably the same age that I am now, but, and I dress like a teenager. But yeah, he was wearing like a hooded jacket and he had like a t-shirt with holes in it, which was the style at the time. So, yeah, the doctor's sitting in front of a fireplace and a big burly knight comes in and the doctor says, how many days has it been? And the knight's like, 3 hours. And the doctor says, I think Clara might be right when she says I have an attention deficit to something or other. Hilarious joke. Although, probably a bit offensive to neurodivergent people. He drinks with this massive goblet, which I kind of like the idea of a goblet, but I'm like, oh, didn't everything taste like metal? The knight says he's pledged to the doctor's service because he saved his life, and the doctor's like, I didn't. It was a splinter. Hilarious. And the knight wants to know where the doctor is going and why he has to meditate first. And the doctor says, someone I know is sick. and wants to see me before, well, while there's still time. The knight asks if it's an old friend, and the doctor says it's someone he's known for a very long time. And the knight's like, well, if there's danger, I'll ride by your side. And the doctor's like, nah, I have to be alone. No more distractions. And then he has another sip of the drink. And he's like, oh, I don't like the water. We need good fresh water to meditate. And so he drags the knight and a whole bunch of other men out into like outside the castle and just points at the ground and goes, we have to dig a well here because that's where the good water is. Then there's another caption that says day five. He's pointing, goes, no, no, here, definitely the water is here. And they're like, this is the 12th place you've made us look. And he's like, 12's my lucky number. and then the caption says, days 8 to 11. And it's just lots of people running around. Dig here, no here, the water's over here. Hilarious. Day 12, the knight is pulling water from a well. There's a whole well built now, you know, with the bucket on the rope and all that kind of thing. And he says, here it is, your water. It's the best in the land. You can begin your meditation. And the doctor says, you know what this needs? It needs a visitor center. Oh, my God. Then it's day 17. The doctor's doing, you know, that coin disappearing magician's trick. He's doing that. And he tries to make the knight guess where the coin is. And the knight's like, what is it, you know, that you're dreading? He goes, you're always making jokes. You never sit still. And, you know, the doctor says, I thought you were an idiot. And he goes, yeah, I thought that too. Then it's day 21. The doctor and the knight are climbing stairs to the room he was in at the start. And the doctor's like, I let someone down when I should have been brave and strong enough to do better. And then he's arranging candles in a circle. And he's like, I'm making myself ready. And he starts drawing on the floor. And the knight's like, goodbye, magician. Thank you for expanding my mind. The doctor says, I've got to be quiet as the grave. And the knight's like, I don't think you're capable of silence. he calls him Sir Doctor and then leaves. And the doctor scribbles some notes in chalk and then calls the knight back. And he says, have you got your broadsword? And he brings out his spoon. And he goes, do you want a friendly? And the knight's enough. He goes, you can't meditate. Let's have a party instead. But he wants to know the doctor's story, like why he came here and why is he now compelled to leave. And the doctor says, I owe him. He said, I was looking for a bookshop and instead I found a battlefield, a story of my life. I've seen many battlefields, but this one will be different. This one will be my last. And then we see lots of soldiers running and the sound of gunfire and an overhead shot, like a plane flying over. And then that's the end of the prologue. And then the next one is The Magician's Apprentice. But we'll save that for the next episode.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Advantage UK is the provider of single-source media data for agencies, media owners, brands, and academic institutions. And thanks to our rebranded news offering called The Media Leader, we can also lead the way in championing excellence and inclusion in the media industry. To find out more, simply visit the-media-leader.com to subscribe to our daily bulletins. The Media Leader from Advantage UK.